News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock. It's 13 and snow. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. A winter storm warning in effect until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wind chill watch from Tuesday at 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Thursday. Here's what we have. Cloudy, periods of snow and blowing snow becoming more scattered this afternoon. Could see 6 to 8 inches possible. We will warm up to 30 today. Then it gets cold. Lake effect snow showers tonight down to 8. Variably cloudy, turning sharply colder. Lake effect snow possible. And a high tomorrow, 11. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
Investigators will be going through a Marylandwood Industries in Dowagiac today to try to determine what caused that explosion just before 6 p.m. last night. It took crews from six fire departments to put out the flames, and Dowagiac Public Safety Director Steve Grinewald thanked people for coming out to support them.
I have to tip my hat to the community. They were great with this. They brought us coffee. They brought us hot chocolate, food, water, and they just kept coming in droves.
Grinewald says the explosion apparently happened in the boiler room. There are no reports of any injuries.
No border wall money, but the partial government shutdown has come to an end after 35 days, the longest in American history. Janet Diggs of Detroit works for the IRS, went without pay for the entire time.
Oh, a big waste of time. Big waste of time. I'm flabbergasted.
President Trump announced a deal with lawmakers to reopen the government for 3 weeks on Friday. Diggs says she'll be worried again about her job in 3 weeks.
Thanks to my family that's going to help me out throughout this period, but I'm just in awe of the whole thing.
Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint tweeted he's never seen a president take a defeat lap before, as the deal does not include any money for the border wall.
Now that that deal has been reached to reopen the federal government for 3 weeks, human services agencies throughout the county are breathing a sigh of relief. We spoke this week with Joseph Gefrich at the Avenue Family Network, formerly known as Child and Family Services of Southwestern Michigan. He told us the organization's Cora Lamping Center, the shelter for domestic violence and sexual abuse victims, depended on federal funds that were set to run out.
We understand, in terms of the information that we have, is the Office of Justice Programs will be able to operate up until March 1st, and after that period of time will not be able to continue to process reimbursement requests.
Jeffrey said as that date neared and the shutdown dragged out, the management and board at Avenue Family Network were looking at tough decisions. President Trump announcing a deal to end the shutdown for 3 weeks on Friday afternoon. Gefrich on Friday said it's good news that there's movement toward a final resolve, adding the deal gives them time. He said he hadn't yet heard specifically how much of a lifeline the deal would buy the Avenue Family Network.
Altec International says it's disputing objections from an environmental group over a proposed nuclear waste dump in New Mexico. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission's Atomic Safety and Licensing Board heard oral arguments about the proposed radioactive waste dump this week.
Holtec is buying the Palisades power plant to decommission it. Holtec's released a statement saying it's confident in its application for that proposed New Mexico dump. An environmental coalition opposing the dump that includes a Michigan group, though, says transportation of thousands of tons of nuclear waste to the proposed dump is too dangerous. The coalition says dry cask storage on site is a safer interim solution than keeping the dangerous waste in pools cooled by water or transporting it. The coalition says the long-term solution is to phase out nuclear power and the dangerous waste it produces in favor of sustainable energy that's more environmentally friendly. If waste pools lose water in a worst-case scenario and the radioactive waste catches fire, a radioactive cloud could spread for hundreds of miles, forcing millions of people to evacuate. But the NRC has concluded that such a scenario is improbable, so it isn't forcing power plants to switch totally to dry cask storage. The power plant themselves maintain that storage of that nuclear waste in those waste pools is safe. Doug Cunningham, WSJM News.
Congressman Fred Upton has reintroduced legislation designed to help fund FIRST robotics teams around the country. He and Representative Debbie Dingell have teamed up for the Christa McAuliffe Commemorative Coin Act of 2019, which would mint a $1 coin in honor of Christa McAuliffe, the teacher and astronaut who perished in the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, and support the FIRST robotics program program. Upton tells us he's seen firsthand the innovative work that FIRST Robotic students have done.
We have seen FIRST Robotics really take off in Michigan. In fact, we've got more participants per capita than any other state in the union, and many high schools competing in the math and science and robotics field.
Upton says money from the sales of that commemorative U.S. coin would go to FIRST Robotics teams. He and Dingell are hoping to get more than half of the U.S. House to become co-sponsors of that legislation in the next few weeks so it can move forward.
WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 13 Friday on Wall Street. The Dow is up 183. NASDAQ gained 91. S&P 500 up 22. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, putting all of the gas taxes into the roads.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes. Whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation, May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time is 6:06. It's 12 degrees. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is expected to endorse a sales tax shift at the pump to put all of that money into the roads. So what does House Speaker Lee Chatfield think?
Nobody will confirm this, but it looks like Gretchen Whitmer is ready to say yes to a Republican initial proposal to take all of the sales tax that now the state collects at the gas pump and put all of it into the roads. Currently, that money goes into the schools and local governments. Lee Chatfield is the Republican Speaker of the House, sort of indirectly speaking to that.
We've had several conversations about funding the roads, and I think all options are on the table to ensure that the roads receive the funding that they desperately need.
If you're looking for a bipartisan package, that's it?
It could be part of a bipartisan package, absolutely, and I've talked about that for the last several months.
Chatfield was interviewed on Off the Record. From the state capitol, Tim Skubik, the Michigan News Network.
Well, if you haven't looked outside yet, it's another winter day in Michigan. Up to a foot of snow expected in some areas. It's going to be bitter cold later this week. Reporter Lauren Barthold says police are urging you to stay safe.
Michigan State Police out with a list of tips to stay safe in this next round of snow and cold temperatures. Limit your time outside. Frostbite can set in as quickly as 30 minutes. Check on neighbors. Older adults and young kids are more at risk in extreme cold. And don't forget about pets. They should be inside.
Authorities also want to let you know you use generators outdoors and away from windows. Also reduce the risk of a heart attack by avoiding overexertion when shoveling snow. And you should consider having an emergency kit in your car. That kit includes blankets and a cell phone charger.
Tax filing season officially begins today. The IRS starting the season despite disruptions from the recent government shutdown.
The full IRS workforce is now back at work under the short-term deal to reopen the government, and April 15th remains the date to submit tax returns for most Americans. But even with IRS workers back in place, refunds could still be delayed. And with new tax laws now in effect, many filers may want to consider an accountant or tax professional this year to correctly file taxes on time. And to get good answers to questions, including a summary of key tax changes?
Go to the IRS website, www.irs.gov.
IRS spokesman Anthony Burke says irs.gov is now mobile and tablet friendly. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
Here's a reminder, change your passwords and check your antivirus software on what's being called Data Privacy Day.
Hardly a week goes by that it doesn't happen again.
An unprecedented security breach at...
They got names, email addresses...
This could be among the largest data breaches ever. Marriott.
There was one positive from all those 2018 headlines.
This was the year that the world really did get serious about data privacy.
Says Robert Waitman, Director of Privacy Research and Evaluation at Cisco Systems.
We should think about data privacy every day. But at least International Data Privacy Day is a day where we can focus on these issues and raise the awareness for consumers who need to think about who they're sharing their data with and under what circumstances.
And for companies to focus on preventing data breaches. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Not even an Academy Award-winning actor could put a crack in Glass at the movies this past weekend.
It is true.
Glass continuing its number one post at the box office, pulling in just over $19 million over the weekend, with The Upside and Aquaman coming in at number two and three.
Weird stuff going on right now.
And some pretty low numbers for Matthew McConaughey's Serenity. It struggled to break the $5 million mark.
You've got to stop pretending everything is awesome.
Now look for these positions to switch up when The Lego Movie 2 opens February 8th. It's tracking between $45 and $60 million opening weekend. Matt Wolf, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. Pro Bowl yesterday, AFC beats the NFC 26-7. In the NBA, the Cavaliers topped the Bulls 104-101. In men's college basketball, Purdue topped Michigan State 73-63.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:11. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.
It's difficult.